Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today in Real Ghost Stories Online, what happens when you unexpectedly come across a deceased loved one while doing your normal everyday tasks? How do you handle such an encounter? That's the question we ask today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com or even email your audio file to us. Send it to Tony at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to support the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person, an EPP as we call them. Sign up to do that at ghostpodcast.com or at patreon.com/realghoststories. Greatly appreciate that support, helping to keep us on the air. It's the weekend edition of Real Ghost Stories Online, the edition that is airing slightly before Thanksgiving. Tony and Harper Bursky joining you. Once again.
Well, for our Thanksgiving, aren't we doing it on a Sunday?
All of that has changed in the last 24 hours.
Really?
Really. So, you're kind of finding that out here live on the air.
So, we're actually going to do it the normal way?
I have no idea. All I know is I have a turkey in the freezer, and I have everything to make for Thanksgiving, but we've had to change the date that we're doing everything because of the illnesses in our household right now. And that's what we're doing. So we will do Thanksgiving at some point in time in the near future. Probably when we can all digest food would be a good time to do a Thanksgiving. Because as of the day that we're recording this, Livy just got back from the hospital. It's right before Thanksgiving. This thing, it just takes time to kind of get through your system, and we're just kind of getting by day by day. So Thanksgiving this year could theoretically mainly consist of toast, bananas, applesauce, and rice. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. But at some point, we'll break out the stuffing and the turkey and the cranberries and the potatoes and all of that.
So much for a good Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving pandemic style.
A not good style. I hate this year.
Just think one year, someday you can look back on your kids and let's do Thanksgiving pandemic style, guys. What's that? Rice,
bananas,
applesauce, and bread, toast. Yum. They'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? Let me tell you a story about a time we called 2020.
I hate 2020. I just want things to be normal again.
I know. So do I, honey. And it's, If you're listening to us here on your whatever you're doing, I'm not going to say travels because it's probably not the greatest of ideas. Wherever you may be listening to us this year, maybe just, you know, kind of by yourself chilling. Maybe you're doing Thanksgiving just alone. Maybe you're feeling lonely and missing your family and your friends because you'd be getting ready to get going on the road and all that has changed this year. We are here for you, and we are here to give you some ghost stories and to be another voice that is not going to discuss politics with you and throw cranberry sauce across the room when a disagreement happens.
Hey!
That would be kind of fun, though.
Can we do a Thanksgiving special?
Like a thing? I don't know. I really have no idea. Because every day I don't know how everyone's feeling in this house.
Just record us doing things and people will love it.
Just randomly, like, there is Jenny in the bathroom and the door's just shut. And, you know, and, like, happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Real Ghost Stories.
Or we could just record us, like, doing the Thanksgiving dinner.
I would have to make all the food then, so... We'll figure out, maybe we'll be having some stuff on Thanksgiving. Maybe we won't. I don't know. We'll just kind of see how everyone's doing.
Or maybe we'll just sit in our beds eating applesauce, bread, toast, bananas.
That's it. That's all. Those are the things on the list to help you kind of get over this stomach thing that we've all been doing.
And rice.
And rice. Yes. And rice. So you got new chopsticks. You can't complain.
Yes, I can. I can totally complain.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Our first one says it was about as lovely a day as a funeral can be. It was warm and sunny in July. Riding in the limo with my cousins and siblings and their boyfriends and their girlfriends was fun. Our limo driver was genuinely nice. When the day was over, the limo driver dropped us off at my parents' house, the same house that I had to say goodbye to my Mir in 4 years prior. I'm 41 years old and have two curious boys who are now teenagers. They still ask to hear this story from time to time. And when they hear this podcast, they insist that I send it to you. When I was growing up, my family was remarkably close to my Mime. Okay. French for grandmother. She was my father's mother, my father's father. Her husband had died suddenly of a heart attack when my father was only 16. So my father was very protective and close to her. My Mime moved in with us during my senior year of high school. I loved having my Mime around, talk and confide in her often. She was funny, brutally honest, and spunky, and did not tell my mother when I snuck out into the back porch to smoke a cigarette. Sometimes she'd even join me. After I graduated high school, I went to work full-time and went to college part-time. I met my future husband at my new job, and when I was 20, we decided to move me into his apartment. My Mime was still living with us currently. I chose a weekend to move out when my parents were not around. They were on vacation. I was having a difficult time getting along with my mother and my sister. I could not wait to move out of my parents' house, and had been wanting to for a long time, but it took a while for my boyfriend to commit and ask his roommate to move out. It did not take exceptionally long for my boyfriend, a couple of friends, and I to pack up my bedroom and a few boxes of household things I had collected from the basement. As we were moving my things, my Mime was around watching with tears in her eyes. She used to call me her special girl because I was the first grandchild, and I'm sure seeing me move out was hard as we had been together for a couple of years at this point. We hugged and said a quick goodbye in the foyer of my parents' house. I told her I was not far and was always just a phone call away, that I'd be back to visit soon. It was hard seeing her so upset, and as I walked away, I turned back and simply said, "Be well." Immediately, I was thinking to myself, that's a weird thing to say. That's not something that we say to each other in my family, and I'm not sure at all where it came from. Fast forward a few years, Mime did get to move out into her senior housing. She had a lovely time knitting, playing cards, and sneaking cigarettes and gin. Much to my father's dismay, she was able to come to my wedding in 2001 when I was 22 years old. She died just 5 months later. Coincidentally, she died on her wedding anniversary in early July. Mime had always been quite a planner, and she planned a beautiful wake, funeral, and bereavement dinner for our family. She took care of every detail so that her children did not have to. Mime knew there would be some alcohol consumed that day, so she had pre-booked two limos, one for her adult children and in-laws, and another for all five of her grandchildren and their significant others. It was about as lovely a day as a funeral can be. It was warm and sunny in July. Riding in the limo with my cousins and siblings and their boyfriends and our girlfriends was fun. Our limo driver was genuinely nice. When the day was over, the limo driver dropped us off at my parents' house, the same house that I had to say goodbye to my Mime in 4 years prior. The driver did the courteous thing about opening the door for us. My father had given me some cash to give him a tip. I think he said it was not necessary, that the tip had been paid in advance, but I insisted he take it. He thanked me, and after I said goodbye, he awkwardly responded, "Be well." 20 years later, I still tear up when I tell the story, so it took a while for me to be able to tell it to my father. A few years ago, I was finally able to. He was moved to tears, which is not unusual for him, but he was visibly shaking. He told me that "be well" was something that he had heard his father say as a goodbye.
What does... Okay, first... That's actually kind of creepy how it's like that limo driver is like, "be well."
That he said it out of, you know, maybe, but maybe, who knows, maybe the limo driver, that's just something he always says, because that people do say that when you make a parting, sometimes it's like, "be well." And so it may just be his normal thing, and it all just kind of came together in the right place in the right time as a sign of the grandma being on the other side and the granddaughter who had that that feeling and just said, "be well." I don't know why I never say that. But you said it. And maybe that was just kind of the sign of 360 from everybody, that grandma and grandpa are together again. Be well. And that was the reminder that was planned out far in advance by whatever it is. And that's how it happened.
And also, who has a limo at their funeral?
I kind of like it. The grandma planned the whole thing before she died. She planned the party. So she wanted everybody to have a good time and not be sitting there, you know. I mean, funerals are hard no matter what type of setting you try and put it into. But it sounded like the grandma really kind of had a sense of fun and a sense of humor and would rather make it a celebration of her life than rather a mourning of her death. And so she planned the party. She planned limos. She wanted to do things that you would not normally expect to experience at a funeral.
Do you want a limo and Gangster's Paradise playing at your funeral?
Wouldn't that be great? If all of a sudden, like, the casket starts coming down the aisle and all of a sudden, in the intro to Gangster's Paradise. Yeah.
And there's just this giant cake and it's like lemon and then, like, a cream cheese frosting.
I was thinking all of a sudden it's like you start walking down the aisle with a microphone all veiled, but you're doing the, "as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my dad and realize there's nothing left."
That'd be great. If you ever experience this funeral, you know whose it is.
It'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
It would be great.
I think in my will, I have karaoke listed as I want karaoke going on at my funeral. But everyone, the thing is, people would think it is insanely distasteful and like, "oh my God, what the hell is Harper doing?" It's like, no, it's in his will right here. It's what we planned. He wanted this, you know?
Yeah.
We wanted to put on a show.
He even said it on his podcast. So, yeah, I'm doing it.
Oh, the conversations you have with your 8-year-old, you know? These are normal. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We, of course, would love to hear them. Let me pull up another caller at 855-853-4802 to hear another real ghost story, which you can call, by the way, 24/7. Hi.
Hi, this is Ashley, and I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and I had a quick story I wanted to tell you. So in my past, I've been able to predict things via dreams. It's not world events. it's mainly events that apply to myself, into my life. And so I also had visitation dreams as well. Past family members are able to visit in my dreams, and usually in the dream, it will be just me and the family member, and they're not talking, but maybe I'll see things or just conversate with them. But anyway, so one night, it was during the COVID pandemic, you know, we're at home, we're not doing anything, and my husband and I were in the kitchen talking, and he did something that I didn't really care for, and it kind of resulted me into feeling alone, no one to talk to. Some women might understand what I'm talking about when I say this. But anyway, so I went to bed that night. I was still broken and hurt, and just, I felt alone. I didn't know who to talk to. Like, my grandparents on my dad's side are mainly the people that I consider my parents. And I figured they would just give me some, like, 1950s answer to my problem. And so I went to bed crying. I haven't done that before, really. And maybe last time I did that was in high school. And so I go to bed with all this anxiety, tears, everything. And I get a visitation. And it's my grandma on my mom's side. And so I feel this wave of just, like, relief. My anxiety gone. And I get kind of scared because I'm like, whoa, like, you're dead. Like, you know, why am I seeing you? And then I hear a voice saying, it's your family. It's okay. And I'm like, oh, that's right. How silly. And that kind of felt. I remember in my dream, I was like, oh, that's so silly. I'm embarrassed. Why would I even think that, you know? And so we had this, we didn't have a conversation. I talked to her, but it was more or less just feeling the anxiety go away. And it got me thinking, does anybody else in my family really feel this? And so I reached out to my grandpa, who's still living, on my dad's side. I was like, hey, do you guys have this? You know, I predict things. I can talk to family members. Do you guys have this? And my grandma responded by saying, your grandpa has, but for work things. And she didn't really elaborate on more. I asked my living mother, and she said, no one on that side of the family had that thing. So I'm like, holy cow. And so just the other day, I have two kids. My oldest woke up from sleep and said she had a dream her glasses broke. I'm like, girl, your glasses are on the windowsill. It's fine. She said, no. I had a dream my glasses broke. My glasses broke. And I'm like, okay, well, I get the glasses and I give them to my husband. He looks at them and he goes, they're broken. Her glasses are broken. Which would have been weird because my daughter would definitely have brought it up the night before. That's just how her character is. So I just thought it was kind of funny that I have written stories in the past to you guys. I just thought it was funny how just remembering on my past life that by listening to your podcast, I'm finding more about my family tree when it comes to predicting things or visitations. But that is my story. I have more that I could certainly submit, but that's it. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for sharing your experience with us.
Well, it just seems like that grandma from the mom's side was just trying to comfort her after what just happened.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times these things do seem to be genetic. They seem to be passed down quite oftentimes, though, not necessarily discussed until sometimes it's too late. So I do applaud you for reaching out to your family and saying, hey, these are things I'm feeling and not, you know, it's scary because you could end up with the family looking at you like, oh, that's the weird one. But it seems to not actually have that response, and sometimes more cathartic to understand that there's other people in the group just like you. And that's not a bad thing. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi. Let's go to another call.
Hi, Tony, Jenny, and possibly Carol. My name is Corin, and I'm from Northern Indiana. I have two stories. They both involve my son, who is now 20, but at the time he was much younger. For the first story, you need to know that my brother, Brett, unfortunately passed right before his 29th birthday, and this was in 2005. And about a year later, my son was about 4 and a half. And one day, I was setting up a long rectangular table in our living room to put up some breakable stuff. I don't know what I was doing. I don't remember. But I was putting some items up there. And this is different than the family room. And so I looked at my son, Tucker, and I said, "Honey, please do not go in that room. Don't touch anything. Everything's breakable. So mommy would like you to stay out of there." So a week or two passed, and I was talking to Tucker, and he was such a smart little kid. And I just asked him, something made me ask him. I said, "Hey, Tucker, have you ever seen Uncle Brett, you know, since he's passed away?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah." I said, "You have? Where have you seen him?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah. Remember you told me not to go into the living room where that stuff was? Well, I went in there, and Uncle Brett was there, and he said, 'Hey, your mom told you not to come into this room and touch the stuff.'" He's like, "So I left." So I could not help laughing because that was so hysterical. My brother still helped me from beyond. Fast forward, my mother passed away, and she had passed away in September of 2011, and this was more, I guess you could say, wintertime. At the time, we lived in Florida, so, but it was a Saturday, and it was in the afternoon, and he and I were watching, you know, some ghost hunting show. And so after it was over, he looks at me and he says, "Hey, Mom, do you think Nanny watches over us? Do you think that, you know?" And I said, "Oh, absolutely. I totally believe that Nanny watches over us." And he goes, "Well, can we see, you know, can we test it? Can we see if she'll say anything?" I said, "Oh, sure." So just so you know, we had two dogs at the time. Also, our house, the way it was, the master bedroom had two double doors, and they were closed to our bedroom, but they were right off the family room. And it was a very sunny, no thunderstorms in the sky kind of day. So we're just sitting there. So I said, "Hey, Mom, if you're here, can you give us a sign?" And we waited maybe 4 or 5 seconds, if that. The next thing we hear is those double doors just shrieking as hard as they could. And the dogs start barking. And I'm sure I was like white as a sheet. And my son says to me, Mom, that was fun. Let's ask her again." I said, "No, honey, my heart can only take so much." So those were kind of two cute stories. I have other things. I've had dreams. But yeah, I love your show, and there's good things out there, and I thank you for the opportunity to share my story. Have a great day.
Thank you for sharing that with us. The idea where you go, "Can we try and communicate with Grandma?" It's kind of a scary one, because sometimes you may get Grandma, and sometimes you may get something else, because you're opening up that door. Hopefully you got Grandma.
Yeah. It's like, you don't want to get a demon.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to get Grandma.
And you kind of roll the dice there. And maybe that was her giving that sign. I hope that's what it was. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a letter. It says, "Hi, guys. I've been living in my house for I have no idea how many years, but I've been having some experiences with the paranormal. It started one night, and I was in bed trying to fall asleep, and I turned onto my left side, and my eyes were almost completely closed. And all of a sudden, I see this woman standing by my bed staring at me. She looked like my mom and my sister together as one person. I turned onto my right side and I realized that there was a person standing by my bed staring at me. I looked over my shoulder and the woman was still there. I turned on my back so fast that she went through my door. But here comes the weird part. My door didn't even move, and neither did her legs. So I got up, opened my door, and there was no one in the hallway. Got back to bed. Next encounter was with two boys from my school, and one of them was Caden, who was so mean to me in middle school, but this was the weird part. He was being so nice to me. The three of us talked and talked, and then a few minutes later, they disappeared into thin air. The next encounter was when I was about to fall asleep, and then I feel a cat moving towards me on my bed, saying that if I do anything stupid, something will happen to me. The next encounter is with my cousin. He was talking to me, and suddenly, out of nowhere, he asked me if he can do things with me. I didn't say anything. And he just did bad things to me anyway. The next and final encounter was last night when I was almost completely asleep. I felt something crawl on top of me, and it felt like a person. I did not see anything, but I felt it. I felt like it was trying to do things to me. I love paranormal things, and I love your podcast, and I listen to them every single day. You guys are the best. I live in West Bend, Wisconsin. I started listening to your podcast a few weeks ago and can't stop listening to them because I love them so much. Listen to your podcast every day at school. Thank you so much. This is I lost my favorite kindergarten teacher from cancer, and I hope this gets to her wherever she is. What is interesting, it sounds like there's something really kind of dark going on here. It sounds like there's something oppressive going on by what you're having these experiences be, and very troubling things that are coming into your mind. If it is indeed paranormal, number one, I'd be wondering if there's something psychological going on that should probably be looked at, just to rule anything out. But if these are reoccurring experiences, encounters, as you put them, and I'd like to get more context on what encounter means to you, how you're defining that. But if you're literally seeing these people in your room and these things are happening, and these are people that are alive or not, I would really question what is going on as being something very dark.
Yeah, and especially this cat that's coming up to you and saying, you do anything stupid, something's going to happen to you.
Yeah, it sounds very, very bizarre. It sounds, I mean, I'm not ruling it out as something paranormal, but quite honestly, the first thing I would be doing, if this is what you are experiencing and this is what you believe you are experiencing, is to get an evaluation first. If they rule everything out, then maybe there is something paranormal going on, something very dark, though, because what you're describing is not something that is your average, it's the ghost of grandma in the house. It's very oppressive and almost traumatizing is what it sounds like. So
if you still live here, move.
They can't move. It sounds like they're in school, so they probably don't have the choice, honey. But they should be seeking some sort of help with this, because this is, if it keeps someone going on like this, it's only going to get far worse. So thank you for sharing that that story with us. Hey, maybe we can open up some canned cranberries on Thanksgiving this week too. Wouldn't that be fun? You get canned cranberries with your rice.
Please don't make this Thanksgiving even harder than it is.
You know what? If we're well enough, I actually have emergency turkey. I do. I'm not even kidding. I have extra turkey beyond the one that I bought for when we were going to do Thanksgiving. But if I have to dig that out, I will dig that out. Okay?
Emergency turkey.
Emergency turkey.
Can we get some emergency turkey music?
Well, no, that you're singing it right now. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories and help keep our show alive. Until next time, for Harper and all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, if you're in the U.S. and celebrating the holiday this week, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I believe we have a lot of best of episodes for you throughout the week to enjoy. And, of course, a brand new EPP bonus episode to be released on Thursday. And
for
then
you to binge away on.
And then back to our normal schedule after that up into Christmas. So happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, as best as you can make them in this crazy year of 2020. From all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Cabin crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.